and pay talam and beis by the two dots. So the more starts with the plus of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if the netter is kahanim or levim can't have benefit from meat, so they will take they have the power to take the truma and meiser from him. Al karkoi. If he says specific kahanim, specific levim. So those kahanim and levim can't take. Somebody else has to take. So the Gemara says, kahanim and levim nehanim li yitlu. So alma tevis hanoah in a moment. When we say hanoah, we don't mean pleasure. We mean benefits. So there's a mandam in the Gemara which holds that tevis hanoah, that the power of decision that the owner has who to give it to, is not considered a financial value. So the kahanim levim taking, it's not like they're receiving something of value from the owner. He doesn't own the item. At best, he has the power to destiny who it goes to. So that's part of his Torah responsibility to give it to somebody, but it's not considered that they're benefiting from him. They're taking that which is theirs. So Morris says, okay, the Ema Seifa.
I mean, I'm confused. So this is going on, the Alma is because they can just take?
Correct.
But, I mean, he is essentially...
He's allowing them to take.
Well, he has no choice. Right? I mean...
Well, that's rooted in the concept that he has his... authority over it is not considered something of significance. So when they take, they're not, if the law is that he must decide who it gives to, and he has a true bailus over that, so they couldn't take. It'd be also to take.
But
they're going to offer him.
If he didn't allow it. If it
so it means apparently he's allowing it. So he's allowing it means he's deciding to give it to them. So then we're back to square one. So we're saying, no, he doesn't really have a real, it's not a real ownership that he has. So it's not called Skaneva when they take it. The old Tevis on a moment, it has a financial value, so it would be exactly to take it.
And so what, it would just sort of rot, that's what the conclusion would be?
Right. Same as Seifa. The Mura says, probably the next step of the Mishnah, says, Kahanim elu, levim elu, nehenim li yitlu acherim. Avalahani loy, say, Alma tevis in a moment. I mean, the next line of the Mishnah seems to contradict the first line. Because if that's true, so why can't, if it's specific Kahanim or specific levim, why can't they take also? So the Mura says, interesting teretz. The Amar Rav Yosef is the shiloh here. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yosef, Lakasha, Ha Rebbe, Ha Rav Yosef, Yehuda. It's actually, we're going to say that the two steps of the Mishnah are two different tanoim. Okay, what's the machlok? Zatanya, Hagan of Tivlo Shachabera, Ba'ochloi, Mashalam Lodwe Tivlo, Dibur Rebbe, Rav Yosef, Yehuda, Amar Ena Mashalam Elo Demechulin Shaboy. So, a kohen steals the tevel, so he pays him for the value of what he took. Now the value of what he took will be the chulin at full value, and the trumas and meisers at the value of tevis hanoah. Rav Yehuda says he only pays the mechulin, he doesn't pay the for the value of the trumas and meisers. Means we don't consider that an act of geneva, the value of trumas and meisers which are there. So Moshe says, my love, isn't it b'chokim iflagi? The Rebbe sovereign tevis hanoah is moment. Rav Yehuda sovereign tevis hanoah in a moment. So we can say that in our Mishnah, that's the machlokes between the Reisha and the Seifa, is the machlokes of whether Tevis HaNoah moment or not. Versus Lo, the Kuli Alma Tevis HaNoah ain't a moment. We could argue that both Rebbe and Rishon Yehuda hold Tevis HaNoah is not considered a moment. So what's the machlokes? Alahacha b'matanos shlo hermu kamiflagi. Um, But they're arguing about whether before they've taken off the Tumat Hanis and it's still Tevel, what status does it have? So if you hold Matan Shel Hurma Kehurma Domi, so then there's nothing to pay. If Matan Shel Hurma is Lavka Hurma Domi, so right now we deal with it, all the Tevel belongs to him, and so the person is taking from him, and he has to pay him. The Mor says no, that's not correct. V Thomas and in a moment, Mali Hurmu, Mali Lo Hurmu. But at the end of the day, there's a certain value that this Kree has. And it doesn't have, or it's right now to the owner, let's say it's 100 bushels, right? So just to make it easy, right? So that's $1 a bushel. So theoretically, the value of the thing is $100. That's not true. The owner knows it's not worth $100 to him, because he's going to be taking off two bushels for truma and ten, basically 10 bushels for Meiser. They have that many value to him. So the value was not 100, it's 88. So even though before you've been mayor mitz, if he'll tell us in a moment, he doesn't have that value. So what's there to pay? The Mor says, Elo, I don't time with the Rebbe that who says you pay the full amount. If you have a time in a moment, is because the Katsura Bon Laganov Kehecha de Lignev. That the Chachamim put an extra burden of payment on the Ganav that make him understand that he should not, he's going to have to pay the back to the Bailim for the Trumas and Mises as well, as a Kanas. Reverse of Yehuda Sabra Kansura Bottom the Balabayas Kehekal Lishi the Tivlet. This happened because he let it hang around in the state of Tevel, because that'll actually encourage that really a person should be Mafresh Muslim Isis immediately. The Mor says there's a Chazaka by a Chavra that he's Mafresh Muslim Isis by the Gurren. So what is he doing with a pile of Muslim Isis of Tevel in his house? So we're not going to fault. Charge the Ghana for something which really it's the Balabais is.
Well, you still stole it.
Yeah, but there's no money to pay anyway. They're saying we're not going to award the Balabais an extra kanas on the Ghana for the something which the Balabais was wrong to start with.
Because he tempted him? I mean.
No. Again, Iker Din is nothing to pay, it has no value. So we need to make a takana to make the Ganav pay. So we're not going to do the Balabais a favor, make the Ganav pay for someone. The Balabais was really negligent himself. Why is it Tevel still?
So you could say it's not a knas to the Balabais.
It's not really a knas. So we're not going to reward him for an extra favor to make the Ganav pay something you should have to pay because you're a bad guy. Shkaya.
Just review the key of Truma.
What?
Happened until Pnei.
The chi of truma that which it's that he must be mafresh is it's also an eat beforehand when you need the panar bias, but you can be mafresh beforehand.
Right. So the issue here is that it's already seen panar bite and he's still late.
No, the issue is that we would prefer that he's mafresh by the governor already. Just there's no reason to wait. Rabba Amar Shat. So now we still have to get back to our Mishnah. So we haven't answered. We don't want to. We've removed the teretz of the steer in the Mishnah, and we haven't given an alternative answer yet. So Rabba says, let's go back to the Mishnah. That really, that we're saying that the. That our Mishnah says everybody holds Tumas Anah is Mamon. So terms of those moments. So that's why the in Kahanim Elu and Leviim Elu, they can't be inherited from him because it's a type of sanom moment issue. So the question is, why is the first step Kahanim Leviim Yitlu Al Karchay? Rabbi Mershani Chuma, that a time of the Yitlu Al Karchay, Mishum the Chuma Lachaz Elu the Kahanim, the Kibin the Kaosi the Misri Alayu, Shavi Afra Ba Alma. So that what he's accomplished, the only people who can use it are Kahanim, and he made it also in Kahanim. So basically he made it Hefter in the sense of that nobody else can use it other than Kahanim, and Kahanim can't use it, so it becomes worthless. So once that happens, it becomes worthless since he asked it on all Kahanim. So now it's Hefter, so the Kahanim take it. But it was this as Kahanim Elu, so it's there's Kahanim which could use it, so then those Kahanim Elu, it's not Hefter, and he can't give it to those Kahanim because that was an abomin. Okay.
Well, I mean, what do we think his intentions were? I mean, if he's upset at Kohanim in general, then he probably doesn't want the Kohanim to have it at all. In other words, he doesn't say, "Well, I want it to be Hefker." No, I want it to
be. But his lashon was Kohanim Levim Nehenimli. So he didn't ask for the items, he didn't put a kedusha on the items with the din of Kohanim. He asked them to having enough from him. So they're not having enough from him because it's Hefker. If he would put a chalois kedusha on the item and say this item is like a karnim, this is like a korban to barrel, say nechanami, then they can't benefit. They can't eat the item because it's a chalois. Even if it comes after, that's still true. But yeah. If also was kahanim levim and the henimli, so he didn't ask for the item. He asked for the hanoah from him to them. So that's not called being the henna from him.
Yeah, although it's an individual who. Not necessarily Tom Chacham, who thinks about all the.
I understand, but that's what he said. You know, listen, maybe his plans didn't work well, but what he wanted to accomplish. But the lush of the Mishnah, it makes sense. Because at the run, three lines in the bottom. The light from the bottom on pay dollar on base. I'm going to tell you in a moment. You're telling us that Kahanim Shinesu, but Hanosu, Nertlin Shumosu. They're not considered being the henna from him because they're taking the item, and which seemingly is from him. The answer is not from him. It's not really his that they're being the henna from. So Rav Yoshia or Rav Yosef. Said, "Ha Rebbe, Ha Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda, Reish Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda, the Sirei Tevus Hanoh in a moment. The Sefer Rebbe, the Sirei Tevus Hanoh moment. So you're right; it's a contradiction in the Mishnah. It's two different Hanoyim. So he said the person is going to Tivloi, so he has to pay Mishalmo Dmei Tivloi. Dmei Chulin Shabo, he pays the Chulin value at full price." And the Chumas and Maises he pays at their value, which would be the Tevus HaNoah. The Sfira laid the Tevus HaNoah moment. So Rebbe holds Tevus HaNoah's moment. Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda says, not like that. The Eino Mishalem Elo Dmei Chulin Shaboy. Avalo Dmei Chumas and Maises. Afilo Lefi Tevus HaNoah Sheyesh LeBehen. The Sfira laid the Tevus HaNoah in a moment. That's not really considered an ownership halachically that they have to pay for it. So once that's true, there was it'd be analogous to the following. So I mean, the at a moment is not arguing that the Torah gave him a right of Nesina.
And that he can get compensated for that?
Well, that's the next step. So theoretically he can get compensated for it because practically he has power over it. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of connections in the city, and I decided to put up a booth at the entrance to Hermley Road. You can't get on the road unless you pay me a dollar. I don't really own the road. Practically, I have the power over it, so you better pay me a dollar. But it's not really, I don't really own anything. It's not called that I really own it, that I have a right. I have a right to charge for it. I have a mitzvah to give it, so give it. So that, well, convince me. So I'm basically using a side thing. It's not an ownership. It's a side thing that I have. I have power over this thing. But I don't have ownership. That's what he understands. So it's not called stealing from him. It's like a grama. So I found a way to get into the road without paying the guy. So I don't owe him a dollar because it wasn't his road to start with. It's a grama. I was guarding him to get around this thing. So he'll tell us in a moment, it's not considered a financial ownership. They're not giving him bylaws over it. It gave him authority over it, not bylaws. So Morris says, no, everybody holds service in a moment. They're arguing with the Matum HaShalom Kemiflagi. Now, the Rebbe saw Rakimen Shaloi Hurmu Shumas and Mises, Avlu Kekulun Shabai. So Rebbe says, you're right that once it's Shumas and Mises, it doesn't have a value, but he wasn't mad for Shumas and Mises yet, it was Tevil. So that's not considered as if it's been taken, these, before they've been mafresh, it's all the same. The law of Kemisha Hermodamin. Therefore, he has to pay for the full amount. Rabbi Yossi is sorry, Kemisha Hermodamin. But even before they've been muram, are considered like they're muram. So it's like, there's matanas here. Vein lo behem klum. He has no ownership in them. Mishum haki ena misham el de mechulun shiba. So Morris says, I don't get it. If you'll tell us in a moment, what's not being if it's hormu or not hormu, the value of this tree is limited. The kibun the type says, no, in a moment, kilo hormu, my habi, do psichi be chuma my sush ain't lo behem klum. But the reality is that the value of the tree includes you're giving it a value which is not true. A certain amount is going is Truma and Meiser in it, which will he has no ownership. So Morris says, Elohana Tana de Rebbe. So Hashalami Boyalon I is the Tabayo Tebas and Mammon Oil and a Mammon. The Morris is not tying it down to one way or the other. The Isu Tebas and not in a Mammon. The reverse of Yehuda Nicho. So if the old tab is not in a moment, so Rishis has nothing to pay for. Rabbi had no time of the Kansu Rabbonin, Laganov, Lashalam Tibas and Noah, Shal Chumas and Maisus, Labalabayas. Rabbi says that he gave him Kanas. So the way the Ran learns the Gemara that the second half of the idea of giving a Kanas to Labalabayas is only the Tzad Yahol Tibas and Noah moment. If you tell us in a moment, then the Rebbe Nicho, so then Rebbe makes sense. So then Rabbi Rehuda, Hano Taima, so then they're saying yes, according to the way the Ram is, and they're actually faulting the Balabayas for the fact that he's had this, like, leaving this devil sitting around. Rabbah says, okay, so let's get back to the Mishnah. We haven't answered the Mishnah yet. Clever so and therefore, if you're Altimus in a moment, the Sefer is correct. Sefer Nicho, the Kanam Elu Yitlu Akherim. So, since he has a Tavis Anoa, if he asked a specific Kahanim, they can't take, and you have to give it to other Kahanim, because otherwise, Tavis in a moment is benefiting from him, and these Kahanim can't they benefit from him. Reisha no time, but the Yitlu Balkarcha, Mishum the Chumot, Lechaz Elu the Kahanim. She Efsha Litna the Yisrael. So Hilcha Kivan the Osi Lemeser Alayu by making it also an all Kohanim Shavi Afra Baalma the Afkare Lahi Tevis Ano Sheyesh Lebehem Yesh Lebo. So basically, what he's done is he's been Afkare the Tevis Ano. So now they're not benefiting from him; they're benefiting from the from Hefker. So now a person makes, he can't benefit from his peiros. So, which is what he's done over here. He has tevis and all of these things. By making it also an all kahanim, he's basically made his tevis and all hefker. So a person would answer all benefit from his own peiros on himself. See, he's no use for them. He cannot stop people from taking. He's basically the equivalent of making it hefker, because he can't use it in any way, shape, or form. He's made it available for people to take. Theoretically, he could be shoral on the neder, and then retroactively, the neder was a neder, and these items do have a use and a value to him. But that's true. Right now, he has not been shoyal, so they're useless to him. So he's basically he's by doing so, he has let go of any usage and ownership that he has over the item.
So if he was shoyal and someone had
so next line, me hechad itchel. If he is shoyal, they'd have to pay. Because retroactively, it was called Geneva or Gzela.
Yeah, so it's not just a mamonos issue. It's also he was over on Losignov.
That'd be hard to say.
Well, let's make it practical. Does he have to pay the tashlumi? That's the right term.
Yeah.
He does have to pay the tashlumi.
I mean, sure, that's what Rana's saying. He does have to pay. But I don't think he's over the Avera.
So he has to pay as if he was over the Avera, even though he's not.
But by a Goslin, that which a Goslin has to return the item to the Bailim would be even a scenario where there's no law sigzel, but I still have a key of mammon. Key of mammon is not a tolada of the avera.
I guess with no tigzel, you have to return the specific item, not an equivalent.
As long as it's intact.
As long as you can, yeah.
Yeah.
And here, would there be the requirement to return the specific, or?
Yeah.
So it really is the whole thing of Geneva, but without the actual Yisr.
Okay. Yeah. Now, further on Akasha, was that supposed to be a question?
Yes.
Oh,
it was an affirmation.
I don't see a problem with
it. It was more of an affirmation, really.
I'm trying to understand what we're saying here, and that's what I'm getting.
Yeah, but so I don't have any problem with that. Right.
The he brings back stuff and it's rotten, no? I mean, so
it's not equivalent.
So, so that's Gemara Beshul. We'll get to Baba Kama. Gemara talks about a case. So, a person steals something. He has two things happen when a person steals. He has to return the item, and he gets a financial obligation if the item is destroyed or lost. So he has to pay money. As long as the item is intact, he can fulfill the second obligation with the item, even if the item's value plummets. However, if the item is no longer considered intact, then he has to pay. So at what point does it change from being considered intact to being non-intact? It's a discussion. So when it rots a minimal amount, which is a standard for storage, that's considered intact. If it rots more than that, it's not considered intact anymore. But theoretically, I could give it. But let's say it didn't physically change, even though its halachic status changed, that is considered intact for halachic purposes. So you have some person steals chametz, and it's preserved very well. He keeps it over Pesach. After the Pesach is over, the chametz is aser. He says, "Here's your chametz back. It's worthless." But so he's yet to his chiv hashava. Bimtaymar. We're getting ahead of ourselves. It's the ninth parak of Baba Kama. We'll get there soon. Okay. So now the Ran just says, 1 second. If the fact is that when they're shoyel, they would have to pay. So we hear by the case of the Kahanim, Lama lo nechesh dilma mitchel umitzhanim ididei. So if he's shoyel, now, in this scenario over here, it's not just a question of financial compensation. It was also to them to steal. Or at least, you know, they have to pay for it. I love kushahi. So that's not a problem. The Hotanan, because we learned Hamakada Hisha Al Tanai Shein Aleha, I love Nadorim. So the condition was made in the condition that they're not coming to the marriage with any type of Nadorim on themselves. Nimso Aleha, I love Nadorim, and it turned out that either he or she had Nadorim. The Lacha is Enim Kadeshis. So it's not a condition. So 1 second. Why is that true? Why don't we say, well, it depends, because if since the chokum is erker neder mikaru, maybe tomorrow she'll go to the chokum and be mat to the neder. Retroactively, she never had a neder, and now the marriage was a marriage. Meanwhile, we just said she's not married; she can go marry somebody else. She goes marry somebody else that's living with her. Whoa! How can you say enam kadeshes when it's still always hanging in the balance of that she can mat to the neder? If it's not enam kadeshes, the master enam kadeshes klal. She's not married and she can go marry somebody else. The more it recognizes that if the Chacham is mat to the Neder, retroactively the Kedushin is a Kedushin. But meanwhile, we're saying, you know what? Right now there's a Neder. She's not married. She can go marry somebody else and live with it. How can you do that? We should be worried about the tomorrow. The Baal we mat to the Neder, and retroactively she's married to him, and now she's living in this other man Bavera. But we don't say that. Alma, Alva gav the Matzi Mitchell. She could be shoyel, or he could be shoyel. V'chay the kedushi the mafreya, and then retroactively the kedushin is effective. The kol emes to the Mitchell lo chashina. Dilma Mitchell. So Chazal did not see a problem with dealing with it as if there is a netter in front of us, because that's what the reality is. So the same way that's true over there, Hakanami, the Mitchell of the Kanami Surah Mafreya, Kalema Sol Mitchell, Lo Chayshin and Lohaki. So that's what the Rashba says. So the Ram, I'm not convinced that this case is analogous to the case in Ksubas that we just quoted. As a matter of fact, that this case could actually be even better. Because what are we trying to do? We're trying to retroactively make it that there was an issue of taking it. So over there, that's clearly more Kedushin, etc. I get it. I get your point. But over here, Dr. Ramanimi's topic was that Fisha Mishosha also allowed some. But what we're saying, our Gemara is saying, is that from the moment he made this usher on himself, it became hefker. Is kana kizachim in a hefker. When somebody else takes it, they're taking it from hefker. So, babish ister sheboy holach ayre sheela kiyamam and shalze eno bottle. So now he's mad to the netter. Retroactively, the item was his. It was not Oster. So it means where our next step is that if a retroactive item was his, and therefore the person who took it didn't take it from Hefker, and Mela, he doesn't own it. That step that runs. I don't think that's true. If in the real time when it took place, it was useless to the Bailim, it was Hefker. The Kenyan the other person made is a Kenyan. So retroactively, he can be shoyel, but he cannot reinstate his ownership. And therefore, the kinyan the other person made was valid.
I understand. Why can't he reinstate his ownership?
At the time it happened.
She'eni moitza she'ela behefker. So I have no way to be use the power of she'ela to remove the status of hefker. In other words, A was true. A created a status of hefker. That was a real status. So now I want to try to remove A as if I removed B. But the Ram, that's not true, because it means you'd have to say the she'ela has the power to remove hefker, which I don't find such a thing. So that's why the Kadmon had to take it. But the Ram, furthermore, D'loy, because if that would not be true, and disagree with the Rashi over there, Vade Kim in the Dorm Lichuli Alayo Kaimin. We assume that in the Dorm are Oymid for She'ela, because Chazal encouraged people not to keep the Dorm, rather to remove them. The Mishumachi Mikra Dorm Sheshta Matirin Perikanodim in New York. It's called Dorm Sheshta Matirin because it's Oymid for She'ela. So then, if so, Chashina Dilma Mitchell. So the Kadam couldn't take because maybe he'll be Shoyal. Either more in Ketsuvas, but he turned on Enem Kadeshes. Lo Shatei Muteresli Nase. She's not letting him marry somebody else because of the Chashash, but El Adidak Tanya, right now nothing has happened. Vafilo Teima Nami, the Mil Sabsikta Ketani. And even over there, you'll tell me that we're saying, no, she's allowed to get married. Hanu Taima Mishum the Bididei, Lekka Lamechish. So the case where she made the netter, she's not going to be shy on it and mess herself up. With the day, look, Ashachinim and Gemara, Enem Kadesh. The more don't say Enem Kadesh is on the case of when he made the netter. Well, who Shalach Eitzel Chacham Vitira Mekadesh? Lamashim Mekadesh is Gemara. Abloy Halach Ikel Memer the Chashin and Kanel. The more never the case of the more says Mekadesh and Mekadesh is, and she's allowed to remarry. She's allowed to marry. I'm sorry, is the case that she made the netter, so she's not going to be shoyel because that'll mess. She won't mess herself up. Elman the case that he made the netter. The more never says the case that she's allowed to marry anybody else.
I'm sorry. What was that last piece again? He made the netter.
And Echanami, the more never said in that case that she's allowed to marry. Because we're worried that he might later on be shoyel and retroactively make her usher.
So it's like we're rewriting the
deek of the Rashba. He's saying is incorrect. The Gemara never discussed that case. In the case, the Gemara discussed the case where she made the netter. Which, yeah, logically, if she marries somebody else, she's not going to be shoyel in the netter, which retroactively make her that she's married and she's also to this man. She's not going to do it to herself.
Yes.
So that's the case. The Morris says, "Enem Kadesh, she's allowed to marry. She's allowed to marry."
So the earlier statement that it was either one had made the netter was
Enem Kadesh, and she's allowed to marry somebody else. That's the Rashba. The Ron says that Morris never said that.
Gotcha.
Okay.